been just a few months ago. And he prayed first, and I prayed last. And he said, Lord, take away this burden and this heartache. I wouldn't do this. I do not know if I've ever done it like this before. I really don't. When I prayed, I said, Lord, don't take away his burden and his heartache. And before I finished praying that, I felt guilty about it because and of course, when I pray and somebody else prays, the Lord always hears me most, as you know. But I really felt bad about it. That's not like me. I mean that. It bothered me for a while. But after we'd prayed, a fellow asked me, he said, he called me Dr. Hiles. He said, Dr. Hiles, is not one person here, is a person where I was traveling, speaking somewhere. And he said, Dr. Hiles, why did you pray for God not to take away my burden? And I said, because, sir, you'll never grow that way. You'll never grow without a burden. If God takes away your burden, you won't grow. I was talking to a fellow, and he asked me to pray for him. He said, Brother Hiles, would you pray that God will wait till I'm strong enough before placing a big burden on me? He said, would you pray that God will wait till I'm strong enough before placing a big burden on me? And I said, no, I won't. You will never grow that way. Now follow me carefully. You don't get the strength for the load. You get the strength from the load. You don't get the strength for the burden. 'Tis the bearing of the burden that gives you the strength. You see, the lifting of the load causes the strength. The burden comes first, then comes the strength. No, the strength doesn't come first, and then the burden. God doesn't give you strength before the burden comes. God gives you the burden, and then that burden, the bearing of that burden, gives you the strength. Because the bearing of the burden causes the strength. Let me illustrate. Young men all over this room today are asking for some weights for Christmas. I got some last Christmas. And I expect to get some more this Christmas, too. Mom, I'm going to buy one of those dresses these girls have down here. But all over this room this morning, there are young men who are wanting a set of weights for Christmas. Now, these young men aren't going to get strong in order to lift those weights. The lifting of the weights will make them stronger. They'll get their weights for Christmas. And I often wondered how in the world Santa Claus carries all of those so far. Thank God he does. But there'll be some instructions. Now, you start off lifting so much, or pressing so much. Now, what you do is this. The pressing or the lifting of that weight is what gives you strength. That's the reason you buy them. You see somebody built like me, and you say, I'd like to be built like that too. And you say, I want to be strong. These football players, they have weight coaches now. Men who are coaches just in charge of the weight room. Now, they become strong by lifting the load. They don't get strong and then lift the load. Are you listening to me? The load is what makes them strong. Don't lay down your load. You won't get strong. Don't ask God to take away your burden. You won't be strong. 'Tis the burden that makes you stronger. Now, here's the fellow who has some weights. He's lifting those weights. And the lifting of that weight makes him stronger. Now, why does he get stronger? By the lifting of the weight. Now, what is the inevitable thing to happen next? A heavier weight. Don't you see what I'm saying? A heavier weight. So once he gets to where he lifts a certain weight and can press a certain weight, then he is able to lift another or to try another weight which at first he cannot bear. And so he lifts a heavier weight or a heavier load. And once he lifts that heavier load, he gets stronger. Now when he first tries to pick up that heavier load, he may not can do it. Or if he can, it is an awful, awful stress. But you let him lift up that heavier load and keep lifting that heavier load. And his body becomes stronger. That's the purpose of the load. No load, no strength. No weight, no strength. No burden, no strength. Don't ask God to take away your burdens. Don't ask God to take away your load. You won't get stronger in the Lord. You won't be a stronger Christian without your burden. Lord, take my burden away. If He takes your burden away, He takes your strength away. Because the burden that you bear is the load that makes you get more strength. Now, the fellow has the weights. I almost brought some weights out here this morning, but there's one reason I didn't. I couldn't find anybody to carry them for me. But a young man who's lifting weights, he says, Mother, Mother, Daddy, thank you for the weights. No, he doesn't say, Dear Daddy, take my weights away. Take my load away. No. He wanted the load. He wanted the weights. He wanted the strength that comes from the weights. Nor did he say, make me strong so I can lift this weight. He didn't put these weights here and say, oh God, make me strong enough to lift these weights. That's the purpose of the load. That's the purpose of the weight. I'm talking to folks this morning who are shrieking. I mean, you ought to say to God, give me some burdens for Christmas. I'd like to have a set of burdens for Christmas. That's what's going to make you stronger. I'll guarantee you that the strongest people in this church, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, are the people who have the biggest burden to bear. I guarantee you. No weights, no strength. No weights, no burden, no strength. Now listen. Some other day said, Brother Hiles, how in the world do you oversee all the things in this church? And you would not, you haven't got the foggiest idea, and there's no way you could, and I don't care if you know. But of the complexity of this thing here. I mean, I got something going, I can't stop. I'm holding on fast as hard as I can, but but now wait a minute. I'll guarantee you, if I had exactly, if I walked into this church this morning and did not know a thing about this church, and I'd never pastored this church, and you called me to pastor this church, I couldn't do it. The only way I can bear under the load of leading this great work here is the fact that we started off back yonder in 1959 with about 715 people here and an offering of $1,800 a week. Is that $1,800 a week? That's $90,000 a year, give or take a dollar or two. It's about $90,000 a year. Now, we've got to have $90,000 every 2 days of the 365 days now. But I started then. And as the church got bigger and the load got heavier, I was strengthened by the load. I would not be strong enough to come in here and learn how to operate this church. I could not. I'm really not a brilliant man. I'm not smart enough. But I know every nook and cranny of this work here. You mention anything about this work here, and I know it. And by the way, I keep my finger on it. I know what's going on around here. I know. I approve. Everything goes on. Every WMS program, I approve it. Every circle program that it is, I approve it. Everything to all the ministries, I approve them. Nobody even talks in the college out there for 5 minutes, unless they're on the faculty, without my approval of it. Same thing at all the schools. I approve everything. The program this coming week, I approve everything that goes on. But I couldn't have done that unless the load got a little bigger. And I did not say, Lord, take away the burden. No. Don't take away the burden. Make me strong enough to bear the burden. Because the burden is that which makes me strong. And I could not begin to do all the things and lead into all the multitudes of the ministries and work and multifaceted program of this great church and all the ministries we have. I could not do it except I bore the burden. I bore a burden. It made me stronger. I asked for another burden. It made me stronger. I asked for another burden. It made me stronger. I asked for another burden. It made me stronger. The people who have, listen to me, the people who have the heaviest load to carry become the strongest people. Because the load makes you strong. Go back to the weightlifter. If I said, I use Dr. Jorgensen because he's the mightiest man on this platform today. Dr. Jorgensen, you don't know this, but you've heard of football tackles and assists and sack the quarterback for a loss and so forth. Jorgensen is a graduate of Princeton University. And do you know he led the Princeton football team in sacks? What year was it? 69. He led the Princeton football team in sacks in one game. He ate 7 sacks of popcorn and 6 sacks of peanuts. Now, he does better than that now, but now, wait a minute. Suppose I said to Dr. Jorgensen, Doc, I've got some weights here. Would you come and lift these weights for me? That wouldn't make me any stronger. Suppose I said, Lord, take away my burden. That's not going to make me any stronger. No. Don't ask God to take away your burdens. Have a set of them. I got a big set of them. Have a set of them. And say, Lord, make me use these burdens to make me strong enough to bear these burdens so I can get a bigger burden to bear. So the lifting of bearing of that burden will make me strong enough to bear that burden. That's what it's all about. Do not ask for an easy life. Ask to become a stronger person. Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to your task. Do not ask for burdens to be lifted. Ask for strength by the lifting of the burdens. Do not ask for fears to be removed. Ask for courage equal to the fears. Do not ask for the removal of the heartache. Ask that the heartache will make the heart stronger. I'll be honest with you. There are many of you. Of course, I love all of you. But there are many of you going through trials. And if I could, I would lift your burden, but if I did, I wouldn't do you a favor. There's a lady sitting within 10 feet of me right now. Young lady. Active, busy young lady. Faithful in everything this church has. Who just found out she has multiple sclerosis. Now, that's a burden to bear. If that is the burden that God has given to her or allowed her to bear, she'll be a stronger person because she bears it. And I'll guarantee you. I have not heard her say this, but I guarantee you, she's a stronger person right now than she was the day before she heard she had it. Why? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not the laying down of the burden that makes you strong. You can look at weights all day, but you won't get any more muscle there. You can ask somebody else to lift your weight for you, but that won't build you. Or you can ask somebody to help you lift that weight, and that won't build you. No,
The instructions give you a specific set of instructions how you lift this burden, not lay it down, lift it, laying it up. Oh, I'm going to lay down my burden down by the riverside. Lay down yours if you want to. I want to keep getting stronger. And if I do not bear my burden, if I do not lift my weight, I can't get any stronger. I'm trying to say, thank God for the weight you bear. Thank God for the problems you have. Thank God for the heartache. Thank God for the burden. Why? That's what makes you stronger. And you'll not be any stronger till you lift the weights.
I'll tell you who the mature Christians are. People who bore the most burdens. That's what's developed their spiritual muscles. Somebody said, talking about Randy White, Dallas Cowboy, said he could bench press, so I don't know how much, 7,000 or 8,000 pounds, maybe 545 pounds, I don't know. But tell you what, he couldn't do that if he hadn't bench pressed 400 pounds. And he couldn't have bench pressed 400 if he hadn't bench pressed 300. And he couldn't have bench pressed 3 if he hadn't have bench pressed 2. And he couldn't have done 2 if he did 1. If he'd have sat back yonder when that first 100-pound weight he saw to bench press, he'd have said, will somebody bear my burden? You won't ever bench press 200 pounds. Or, fellow, would you help me bear my burden? Now, the Bible does say we're to bear each other's burdens, but the Bible never says we're to ask anybody to bear our burdens. People oftentimes say, well, nobody cares. Well, of course, nobody's supposed to care as far as you're concerned. God's command isn't want somebody to care. God's command is you care. So God's command to you is not want somebody to care about your burden. God's command to you is you care about somebody else's burden. God never commands us to want somebody to bear our burden. I've got my burden. I'll bear it alone. You've got yours. I'm not going to ask you to bear my burden. I've got it. I'll bear it. God gave it to me. I'll bear it. I may cry while I bear it, but I'll bear it. I may hurt while I bear it, but I'll bear it. I may ache while I bear it, but I'll bear it. It's my burden. And I won't be stronger unless I bear it. I want to be able to bench press more spiritual, more burdens. Why? I want to be a stronger Christian. Now, say why? So I can be. I wouldn't give you a dime with these guys that want to be strong just so they look in the mirror. If you're like me, you'd break the stupid mirror. But no, I would give you a dime for those. But you give me a guy who wants to be strong so he can be a better football player. You give me the guy that wants to be strong so he can be a better wrestler. You give me a fellow who wants to be strong so he can be more productive. You see, that's the purpose of it all, to be productive, not just to be a strong. But I've always wanted to be a strong Christian. No, sir. No, sir. I've always wanted to help somebody, and I can't help somebody till I'm strong, and I can't be strong till I've lifted weights, and I can't have any weights till I've had burdens. The burden makes you strong. Each load must be heavier than the last one. Else I can't grow. You folks have little babies in the nurseries. You're saying, oh, changing these diapers. Obviously glad we don't have to change the diaper. Every day she gets home from school, I've got to change her diaper. I'll be glad she grows up. Oh, listen. When they grow up, buddy, you wish that all you had to worry about was changing diapers. Listen to me. I'm not criticizing our four kids at all when I'm sitting here on the second row. I'm not criticizing them at all. But I'll guarantee you one thing. They're bigger burdens to me than they were years ago. I don't mean heartaches. I mean responsibilities. I'd gladly bear them. I want to bear them. It's part of being a dad. I want to. But I guarantee you I cry more tears about them now than I did in their little. And I guarantee you my heart hurts more now than it did in their little. Why? Because the older you get, the more load you're supposed to bear. It's part of it. I'll be honest with you. And God knows I don't want any sympathy. I want to give it. I don't want it. My load today is the heaviest load I've ever had. I say that honestly. My burden today is the heaviest burden I've ever had in all my life. But you won't hear me whining about it. You won't hear me ask you to help me bear my burden. Why? Because I want to get stronger.
Thank God the burden's bigger. Why? Because the more you can lift, the stronger you get. I want to bench press more for God. Why? So I can get stronger. Why? So I can fight the battle better for Him. Why? I can help more people. Why? I can be a better preacher. Why? I can feed more hungry bodies. Why? I can clothe more cold bodies. Why? I can lift more fallen people. Why? I can reach more folks for Christ. I can't do it till I get stronger. If I get stronger, I've got to have a heavier burden. I've got to get bigger weights to lift and heavier weights to lift and heavier burdens to bear. I can't do it. I can't grow. I can't grow. I can't help anybody. Don't shrink from the burden. Don't whine. Of course, my burden's heavier than it ever has been. It's always been that way. A year ago, my burden was heavier than it ever has been. Had been. 2 years ago, my burden was heavier than it has been. And next year, this time, it'll be heavier than the one I bear now. Why? I'm a weightlifter. I'm a burden bearer. I'm not going to come to you and whine and say, well, would you help me with my burden? If you help me with my burden, I can't grow. Here's a weightlifter. Said, would you help me bear this weight? This weight is more than I can bear. Good night, you ordered those stupid things for Christmas. You say, now, Brother Hines, have you ever seen anybody really lifting weights? I mean, perspiration pops out on their brow. And it, boy, you got a little leak there on the floor. And they go, Nobody said, I am happy today. Nobody does that. I get a little tired of this Christianity that these folks advertise sometimes on the television programs today. I came to Jesus and everything's turned out right since. That's not the Jesus I come to. No, no, no. Said, yes, Jesus took my burden. My song is, yes, Jesus gave my burden. Why? I want to be stronger. Weightlifter says, would you lift this for me? It's more than I can bear. He won't be stronger. Now, be a little man. Quit whining. I said a while ago, I have the heaviest load I've ever carried in my whole life. You won't hear me getting up here behind this pulpit and whining and asking you to help me. I'm not up here to help you to help me. I'm up here to help you. I'll get out alone somewhere and I'll lift my burden and I'll lift my burden and I'll lift my burden and lifting that burden, I'll get stronger and I'll get stronger and then God will come down and say, I'll give you a bigger burden. Why? You don't get stronger unless you have a heavier weight to lift. Listen, God didn't come to give you deliverance from burdens. God came to you to give you strength by your burdens. Let me give you God's order. Follow me carefully. First, the burden hits you. And you fall beneath it. Did you ever wonder why God doesn't give you strength immediately? He doesn't, usually. Do you remember in the Gospel of John when Lazarus died? 4 days before Jesus came. Brother, when he came, and after Mary and Martha had gotten that set of weights he gave them for Christmas, they all had to go to the chiropractor. Got a couple of chiropractors here this morning. They all had to go to the chiropractor. Why? Because they had ruptured a spleen. or a starts with a G and ends with a T. Has a U in between. But anyway, why? Because that's what you do at first. The first thing you do when God gives you a burden, you fall under it. God says, bear it. You fall beneath it. And what do? You pick it up again. And you let down. I don't see how I can bear this burden. You let down again. It's just too heavy for me to bear. I know it is now. But you pick it up. And you fall. And you pick it up. And you fall again. And you pick it up. And you fall again.
And you keep picking it up. And you keep falling. And you keep picking it up. And you keep falling. Till one of these days, bless God, you'll pick that burden. And up in heaven, all the angels say, yay! He's learned to bear his burden. And now he's stronger. Now he's... And the next time he picks it up, he won't run as much. And he's stronger. And the next, and the day will come, he can just pick it up almost like that. Why? He's borne his whole burden. Here's a couple. I could tell a dozen cases of this in this church. Little child, I'm a little out of breath. Never worked so hard to lift a microphone in my life. Little child gets fever, temperature. Parents take it, it's 105. They give it aspirin, Tylenol, something. Till 105, doesn't break. And finally, they take the baby to the doctor. Doctor takes some tests, says something's wrong. Some more tests. Something's wrong. Finally, the doctor says, we've discovered what it is. I'll never forget the day. Mrs. Isles and I were up in the hospital, St. Margaret's, and John and Madeline Penley had just found out about the little boy. Had an incurable disease, 4 years old, named Danny. I guess we were the first people they talked to after they found out about it. I'll tell you what happens when the doctor says it's leukemia. You don't bear the burden, you fall under it. As I said the other Sunday, you lie there and bleed. That's all you do. You can't bear it. But then after a while, you try to pick it up. At first, you don't want to go to church. You don't want to face anybody. You don't want to get outside. At first, you can't even stand to look at that little child. Because you know, unless a miracle takes place, he's going to be gone in a few years at the most. But after a while, you get back in church. After a while, you can look at the child. What is it? You're getting stronger. What made you stronger? The bearing of the burden. Look, running off of your problem won't help you. Running off from the burden, from the weight, won't help you to get stronger. Running off from the burden won't help you. Keep trying to lift it. And ask God to make your strength equal to the burden. And he does that by the burden. The burden is what makes you able to bear the burden. Oh, God, give me strength to bear my burden. No, you don't say that. You say, oh, God, thank you for this burden. And I pray you'd help this burden to make me strong enough so I can bear the burden. And the burden gets heavier. And you fall again. Here's a person that has the news. That call of the day. You heard of my friend Leon Dillard? Big guy saved down in Texas years and years ago. He was an alcoholic. Mean as the devil, about 5 foot 5 inches tall and about 5 foot five around him. Great big old guy, used to go into the tower and just clean out everything and fights. One night his wife said, Leon, I want you to go to church with me. He said, I'm not going to go to church here, that blankety blank preacher. She said, if you don't go to church with me, I'm divorcing you. Okay, he said, I'll go to church with you, but I'm getting 2 quarts of whiskey and putting them in the glove compartment of the car. I'm going to take care of both of them when church is over. Our church was small at the time. Had just gotten there. Didn't have about 150 people that night. Had little folding chairs. And Leon Dillard sat about the fifth row back to back, about 2 or 3 seats in here. I preached that night on the funeral of the old man. When I finished preaching, old Leon Dillard didn't walk an aisle. He walked over the chairs, just cleaned out the chairs. And that's what he'd done in the bars all his life. He got saved that night. Oh, one of the meanest looking men you ever saw in your life. Wore a size 19 neck and had to try to wrap a 17 shirt around it. And he always had it about like that. And big old guy, strong as a bull, looked like a bull. May have been a bull. I called his name. I said, Leon Dillard's coming, receiving Christ as Savior. And right there in front of the congregation, Leon Dillard turned around and said, hey, Reverend, now that I got saved, what do I do next? He'd never been to church. He knew what church is all about. I said, sir, you're supposed to join the church. He said, then what? I said, you're supposed to get baptized.
Then what?
I said, you're supposed to give a tenth to God. A tithe. He looked around, the big old puzzled look on his face, and he said, Reverend, I don't know what you mean by giving a tenth to God, but I got two fifths out in the car he can have if he wants it. He became one of the best soul winners I've ever known. The other day we got a call that he has cancer. Won't make it. Cancer of the liver and colon. I called him Tuesday morning from Washington State. And he's in the hospital. Mrs. Dillard answered. And I said, Ms. Dillard, how's Leon? She said, he's not well. I said, can he talk? She said, yes, a little bit. And I said, could I just talk to him a minute? She said, all right. She put the phone to his ear, and I said, hello. He said, hello. I said, Leon? Yes, sir. I said, how do you feel? I'm not very strong. Great, the old guy used to be a knight. It's hard to see a man like that get weak. And I said, Leon, you know who this is? No. I said, this is Jack Hiles. He said, who? I said, Jack Hiles. He said, Dr. Jack Hiles? I said, yeah. He said, I'm well now. Now, you see, when you first have that, the news first comes, you got cancer. You can't bear the load. Just like Jesus didn't come for 4 days. To Mary and Martha. What do? You bleed and try to lift it, and maybe you can't even move it. You try to lift it again and again and again. And the higher you can lift it, the stronger you're getting. Until finally, you can bear it. Now, I want to say this, and I'm through. You bear your burden by bearing your burden. You bear your burden by bearing your burden. You learn to carry your load by carrying your load. So I'm not whining. I'm not going to have a pity party and invite you to it. I'll take my burden up, whatever it is, and I'll bear it. And it may be a while before I can bench press it. But you stay around a few years, or months, or days, and I'll be bench pressing it for long. Why? Because I'm going to keep carrying it. And the burden that's borne is that which God uses to give you strength. The strength does not come before the burden. The strength comes by the burden. And that's what the Savior meant when he said that every man bear his own burden. Now, I could get up this morning and I'd say, oh, you just take your burden to Jesus. You won't have it anymore. And you'd say, phew, boy, that's good preaching. Now, what am I saying to you? Keep bearing it. Well, that's not very good news, is it? But that's the way you get stronger. In case you want to get stronger, that's the way you do it. Now, if you want to remain a weakling like Jorgensen, you haven't got to lift any weights at all. Listen, that's why I'm so strong. For me, I lift weights when I get up in the morning. I mean, by getting up is lifting the weights. When I just stand up, I'm bench pressing a lot of pounds. I guess it'd be easier for us, wouldn't it, to think that someday it'd come when we wouldn't have any burdens. I guess all of us like to think about that. I guess we'd like to see the day come when we have no load to bear. I guess all of us sometimes get a little tired and want to get a cabin out in the woods somewhere, by a lake, be a hermit, and never see anybody again in your whole life. I guess all of us like to do that. Just lay it all down. But you won't get any stronger. You get stronger when you face your burden and bow beneath it and bend beneath its load. And then you lift it and lift it. Some of you this morning. Some of you are right here. Others of you are right here. Others of you are right here. Others of you are right here. A few of you are right here. You're the strongest one. You're the strongest. I guess I would rather preach to you that God will take away all your burdens. I don't think so.
Oh, I got saved. Ever since I got saved, oh, I haven't had a care in the world.
You got different salvation than what I got.
First thing Jesus said, he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And the next thing he said, take my yoke upon you.
Our Heavenly Father.